Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Friday, and every Friday at this time, we talk to our man, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, Sean Henry, is on the line with us. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fantastic. We're just ready for Preds hockey to come back tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena, so looking forward to that, and also the big football game on Sunday. There is a game Sunday. I mean, that's kind of how I felt all week. It's like, oh, there's a game on Sunday? What is it? You know, just not much hype with this Super Bowl.
Well, not in our house. Our house, we're having a lot of food on Sunday. But without the Lions and without the Giants, we're just eating.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that. That is for sure. So I want to start with, I know that everybody was like, how are you going to miss this? I was out of town this weekend, went to Chicago, and I missed a WWE NXT coming to F&M Bank Arena, the first ever WWE event at that beautiful facility, and I hear it went very, very well.
You know, it's funny. I was like Jim Craig in the 1980 Olympics. I was at the venue looking up in the sky for Chase McCabe. I never saw you. I can't believe you missed it. But then I realized the bromance you have with your friend in Chicago, and we all gave you a pass because of that.
Well, yes, I was at the United Center and watched a Bulls game and you know, just avoided that ugly other red that they have there in that building. And so
I'll tell you, you would have been proud. It was spectacular. I mean, the building looked great, internationally televised. I watched it on TV. I was out of town, but it was incredible. It really, really was. It just shows, you know, you build something special and, you know, you get your promoters to believe in it, and next thing you know, you have television shows and commercials going out to the world from Montgomery County and Clarksville.
Well, what was cool too is we had Shawn Michaels on earlier in the week to promote the event, you know, from WWE Hall of Famer, and he said several times in the interview, "I'm really excited because I've heard so many good things about F&M Bank Arena." So, I mean, that has to make you feel good that, you know, word's getting around that it's a premier facility.
Yeah, and it really is. And again, what I love about the leadership of Montgomery County, both from Eric Dredd and Eric Golden, their vision was simple. Let's do for Clarksville what Bridgestone Arena did for Nashville. So they took Mayor Bredesen's vision and plan, actually got advice from him, and it's going to be really cool. Four or five restaurants have opened around the arena since we opened. A hotel is opening right behind us in the next few months. Another one's breaking ground across the street. So it's happening. It's happening pretty quickly. So it's fun to be part of that. It really is.
We are talking to our best friend this morning, Sean Henry, at 102.5 The Game. All right, Sean, it seems like the Predators haven't played in like 2 months, but they're back tomorrow night. Look, I saw the jerseys. You guys have an Asian Pacific Islander night and honoring them. The local artist, Drew Nguyen, had this great this jersey they designed. What a really cool jersey. And fans, if they purchase a special ticket package, can get that T-shirt tomorrow night. But how did this all come about?
You know, about, I don't even know when, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, we really looked at the opportunities that we have with our game and how do we make us a little bit more inclusive. What Nashville looks like, we should look like in the stands, on the ice, from youth hockey, ideally right up to the players in the future. And we said, you know, let's really look at these celebrations that happen, you know, around the globe and right here in our own city, and how do we connect to some communities that maybe we haven't really been good at reaching out to before. So the idea is it's always about a celebration. And you know, we have about 6 of those special nights a year. Tomorrow night we have an opportunity to celebrate API night, and it's fun when you hear from people that are just now saying, wow, Preds games are a lot of fun. I wish I came before, but now I also feel welcome because we're diligently kind of reaching out. And again, the goal is simple. Our building should be a place that every single person that lives in Nashville feels comfortable coming into, and more importantly, excited coming into. And it's just, again, like I said before, it's fun to be part of those things. I mean, the core job is to win games, win games, win games. But it's a lot more fun to win games in front of all of Nashville and not just a small section.
I agree. And I think you guys do a great job because the Predators Foundation will have the specialty jerseys signed by some Nashville Predators for auction at the table outside section 106-107 during the game as well to bid on. I've got friends, Sean, that have so many different jerseys from the Preds that you've guys done over the years, and this just adds to the great collection that people can get for these jerseys.
It really does. You know, it's funny. We were up in two of my sons have moved out of our house recently, but
Yay.
Their rooms are still shrines to them. But you have about 200 jerseys between them. And I look at them, I'm like, my gosh, look at all the jerseys we've done. And it makes you smile because each one represents something fun. There's not one of them you look at and think, oh, that was bad. But it's a celebration of a special night, or maybe it's the outdoor games or all-star games. It's kind of fun. I still wish they both lived with us, though.
No, you don't.
You're good. It's good.
We're moving on.
We're talking to Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators. Another cool thing that, and I'm really pumped for this. So David Poile was on with Robin Rexroad yesterday. He's going to join Caroline Willie and D-Mace again today at 11:30 to talk about this Captain's Night in celebration of the 25th anniversary. That'll be on Tuesday. Perfect that it's against the New Jersey Devils. So the first captain, Tom Fitzgerald, who's their GM, is going to be here. But Shea Weber, Kimmo Tiimonen, Mike Fisher, obviously Roman Josi will be playing in the game. It's going to be cool to have all these captains back in Smashville.
You know, it really will be. And like Joe said, it seems like it's been a year since we played. You know, tomorrow is like a playoff game. You know, ideally we knock Arizona down a little bit and elevate on top of them. But then Tuesday, you know, we're not the smartest people in the world, but we realize if we schedule captain night against the Devils, chances are at least one would be there. And then it was really cool, the fact that everyone that could make it accepted. Unfortunately, Jason Arnott can't be there. I think he's in Jersey where they're celebrating, I think, the 20th anniversary of one of their cups, which is understandable. But, yeah, everyone else will be there. It'll be a fun time for our season ticket holders and just general fans to kind of celebrate it in the middle of the 25th anniversary. It was so special that David, you know, decided to fly on up to see the guys. So it is going to be a special night, and ideally featuring our second win in a row.
Yeah, and I also know that I've heard you're planning to honor the late, great Greg Johnson, one of the captains as well.
Yeah, so, you know, it's always unfortunate when people pass on, but it is special to make sure that everybody's included and we get to celebrate really everyone's worn that C that really contributed to what we are today. And we're pretty proud of what we are. But when you hear Roman Josi talk about the pride he has in wearing the C and who came before him and what it's meant to him. I mean, Shea kind of trained him, and Mike did as well, and they go back to who influenced them. It's really nice that you can tie it right back to day one, and Greg is definitely part of that, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and I think it's cool, too, that you're going to have a pregame panel at the Omni that Pete Weber is going to host, and Smashville loyal members can add this event on for just $25 through their account. And then general public can go to thepredators.com/captainspack to buy this. But a really cool opportunity to hear from Tom Fitzgerald, Kimmo Tiimonen, and Shea Weber, and Mike Fisher before the game.
Yeah, it really will be. And, you know, we have one of our four owner meetings that afternoon. And I could be long-winded once in a while, as I think you two both can attest to. It's going to be the fastest meeting we've ever had. I'm going to talk faster than I ever have before so I can make sure I get over there. Because to me, that is a can't-miss panel. You know, so for $25, you know, to our most loyal fans, they get to, you know, join in, and brothers, they can participate as well.
All right, Sean, before we let you go, we're doing a little contest later on the show with Chase and I. We needed your best guess, all right? Your best guess how long it's going to take Reba McEntire to sing the national anthem.
I heard Jared Stillman say something. I couldn't agree with him more. Always take the over, because it's that big moment in the sky. But with a star that big, she's had so many big moments. So I think the over and under is 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Is that correct?
I'm asking you.
I think that's right. No, we do need to find the over under. I agree.
I will put her at 218, defying very sound logic by Jared, because normally it is the over. I say 2 minutes and 18 seconds for icon to celebrate America and launch the big day.
You are down, and if you win, we might have a couple pair of Preds tickets for you down the road.
Woo! Let's go!
Right?
Okay, real quick, too, because you heard our conversation earlier in the week about, you know, people that if they gave you a shout-out, like you can't stand them or whatever, and it kind of morphed into, you know, you're from a market that there are multiple teams of the same sport. So
name. I'm from New York.
Kate. You're from New York, yes.
It's okay.
Yeah, you're from New York. I guess I could have just said
that. You make
that.
It sound like, you know, it's like a Russian block nation.
Sean's in the bunker. All right, so why are you a Giants fan and not a Jets fan? And I assume, and I kind of feel like in New York it's like what? Giants, Knicks, Rangers, Yankees? Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah, that's the norm. You know, I grew up in Long Island. and I like history. I like teams with history. But I became a Yank fan, a Ranger fan. They were both on public TV. And then you had a choice, Jets or Giants. My brother's a Jets fan. My father's a Jets fan. So by logic, I should be a Jets fan. But they played at Yankee Stadium, so I had to fall in love with them. They wore red, white, and blue like the Rangers and you know, the flag. So I became a Giant fan, and it was miserable. And we were such a bad team. Now, the Jets were pretty awful, too. The difference is the Jets always had the hype. Every year, every Jets fan thought this was the year, just like they did this year with Aaron Rodgers. And it's more fun to watch the Jets lose than the Giants win. The hatred that you have when you're from a city with two teams in the same sport, you love yours, but you hate. Like the Yankees, we hate the Mets. The Giants, we hate the Jets. Rangers, we hated the Islanders. Basketball is a little different because the Mets were so bad for so long. It was hard to, for Knicks fans to hate them. But the others, the hype they had. So, like, the New York Sack Exchange was a better name for their defensive core than the Big Blue Wrecking Crew. And we were better, but, man, that Mark Gastineau, oh, you hated him and loved him all at the same time. Like, Joe Klecko, you couldn't hate because you had nightmares about that guy. But, I mean, Mark Gastineau, he stole Rocky's wife. You can't love that man.
There you go. He's cleared it up. Now I know. He's cleared it up for sure. Sean,
for the record, if he's listening, I admire him, and I hope he doesn't come find me.
we'll give you extra protection. Don't worry. We'll see you tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, see you tomorrow. It's going to be a big one. I mean, like, I know people make fun of when we say it's a playoff game, but it's like a playoff game, you know, for us and for them. And then, you know, it continues really the whole week. So let's go. Let's get back on some winning track, come out of the break with some fun play with our fans behind us.
No doubt.
See you guys tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Sean. Sean Henry, the CEO of the Nashville Predators, joining us here on the program. We'll shift back into some football. I want to get some thoughts on this Hall of Fame discussion with our man Chris Sanders. We'll do that next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.